Amen. Welcome to Sound Doctrine of Christ podcast. Amen. I'm Pastor Demas. Amen. This is my wife, First Lady Demas. And we have two special guests. Amen. Great friend of mine.
Yes, sir.
Pastor Kevin Windham from New Beginning Apostolic Church. Amen. And First Lady Windham. Amen. We've been knowing them for about five years. Yeah, something like that. When God put something together, it seemed like a long time.
That's right.
Amen. It seemed like forever. Amen. And I thank God for them taking time out their busy schedule. Amen. Because they are busy for the Lord. Amen. And we appreciate them. And this is not going to be their first time. We're going to try to have them as frequent guests.
Yes.
Amen. Now, we're doing a series
Amen.
On the second coming of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Because I believe that the doctrine of the second coming is one of the most neglected doctrines besides the doctrine of the Holy Spirit.
It is.
They are most one of the neglected doctrines in this Bible. A lot of people don't want to hear about it.
Right.
A lot of people don't know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're here to not only educate them, but give them instructions on how to, you know, prepare themselves to meet the Lord, because this Bible lets us know that he said he will come again.
Yes,
he will. Amen. And we're going to just sit. We're going to talk. We're going to have a discussion. Amen. This is no debate or nothing.
Yes.
Trying to see who's more educated than the other. Amen. Oh, that's not nothing like that.
No,
we enjoy talking about the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. And I know that, you know, and I thank God that I have the understanding to know that sooner or later we're going to lead this world.
Yes. Amen.
It's coming.
Amen.
You know, so sure as we sit here,
that's right.
We're going to lead this world.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Absolutely.
And we're going to stand before a God and a holy God, and we're going to have to give an account.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. A lot of people, you know, they just going on about their business. You know, they doing, you know, whatever they want to do, how they want to do it, when they want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But not realizing every day that God allows us to see, we get closer.
Yes.
Amen. We getting closer and closer.
Amen.
And I want to find myself doing, you know, what God had called me to do.
Amen.
Amen. Because, you know, I often tell the church that your chances of going to heaven is slim to none.
That's right. That's right.
You see, one of the most frightening doctrines in this Bible, scriptures in this Bible, is that when the Bible said this way is straight,
it's
narrow.
Yes.
And don't you know, all, can you imagine all the people that attend church?
Yeah.
Nah. Thousands upon millions and millions of people that go to church, but the Bible said only few.
Only a few.
It's
going to make it.
It's going to be there that finds.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
At least in that gate that's wide is broad.
That's right.
That leads to destruction.
That's right.
The Bible said many, and it's talking about the church.
Right.
Ain't talking about that world, because the world already knows it.
That's right.
Amen. It's talking about the church. Just imagine spending 30, 40 years in church, and Jesus said, depart from me.
My God.
I never knew you, work of iniquity.
Yes, sir.
But you haven't prepared yourself.
That's right.
All that time.
We got to make ourselves ready, and time is winding up.
That's right.
Sir.
Amen. We must be concerned right now.
That's right.
Amen. How are we going to prepare ourselves to meet God?
Absolutely.
Amen. Because I'm telling you, you know, I can remember, you know, when I was in my early teens and younger, you know, I had no problem getting up.
Right.
I had no problem running fast. I had no problem doing nothing.
Yes, sir.
You know, I fall down, I get back
up,
brush myself off.
Yeah.
If I fall down now, I'm
going
to have to lay there for a while. Somebody going to have to come get me. You know, I'm going to have to find my way to pull myself up. I can't do what I used to do no more. That lets you know that Father Time
done
caught up with you.
That's right.
Amen. And sooner or later, if Christ delay is coming,
death's
going to overtake us.
Yes.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. And we must be ready
as
people of God.
Yes.
And we must be ready to talk to those that are not saved.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We're in the soul winning business.
Oh, yes.
That's all I'm about.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I'm here to win souls.
Soul. Mm-hmm.
I'm not here to get accolades. I'm not here to do nothing. Oh, he's an awesome preacher. I'm here to win souls
to
Christ.
Right.
Yeah. Amen.
Right.
So when I stand before him, I want to leave one star on my crown.
Right. Amen.
Leave one.
Amen.
Oh, let me be the doorkeeper.
Amen. That's right.
Let me be the doorkeeper. At this moment, we're going to hear from Pastor Windham. Amen.
You know, you made a lot of great points.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that stands out is the few that will be saved.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Bible said in the days of Noah,
only eight
was saved.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Out of all that was in the world,
mm-hmm.
only eight was saved in the days of Noah. But you know, this is the hour where we have to prepare ourselves, like you were saying.
Yes.
We have to prepare ourselves to meet the Lord.
Yes.
I was sharing with First Lady yesterday or the day coming to church that there's a lot of preachers that don't believe in the rapture.
Don't believe in it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
They say that we that believe in the rapture, we believe in escapism. Mm-hmm. Escapism.
Oh,
we're trying to escape. But it's really an escape.
Yeah.
We escaping the wrath to come.
Wrath of God. Wrath to come.
Amen. You know, God's going to deliver his children from the wrath to come.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at things happening today, things is being set up for set up toward tribulation.
Yes, sir.
You can see we're heading toward tribulation. Yes. But I'm just assured that Jesus is coming back to rapture his church from off this earth.
Yes.
He's going to allow his bride to go through that beating.
That's right.
He's going to rescue us
from
the wrath to come. Mm-hmm. But it's a sad thing that a lot of preachers don't believe that there is a rapture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of them
don't believe there's the second coming of Jesus Christ. And I believe that's a damnable doctrine not to believe that Jesus is coming.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the Bible speaks about the scoffers.
Yeah.
You know,
in the last days.
Second Peter chapter 3.
That's right, man.
Said, knowing this first, that there should come in the last days, scoffers walking after their own lusts, saying, where is the promise of his coming?
Mm-hmm.
For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. And so people laugh at us for believing in the rapture. Grandma said he's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy said he's coming.
Yes.
They said over 2,000 years ago.
Said he's coming.
He's coming.
You know, but they don't understand that the heavens that's now is reserved unto judgment of fire.
Yeah.
You know, and so we just, you know, as saints of God, we first of all, start with saints. We got to make sure that we don't get ready. We have to be ready.
That's it.
And as we're ready, we're helping others to be ready. As preachers, we got to sound an alarm. Jesus is coming.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. I tell you, when I read this word of God, it just says, just like in the days of Noah.
Yeah.
Just like in the days of Noah, they said they're going to be eating, drinking, giving, and marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And until Noah entered into the ark and took them all away, and it said, and knew not when the flood came and took them all away.
Yes.
It said just like in the days of Lot, they're gonna be in the they're gonna be building, you know, they're gonna be selling, and we doing just like they doing right now, right now. There's more apartment buildings being put up. You can shake a stick at
anyway,
you know. I mean, every time I turn around, over there where we live on 190, they just put up a set apartment and just put up a VA hospital.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they slapped them. They building quick.
Yeah.
You know, they eating and they drinking. They don't have a care in the world, knowing that Christ is soon to come.
Yes.
And you can sit up there and sound that alarm, and they just going to keep on ignoring.
Right.
You know, the Bible said, you know, everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall not.
That's right.
And you know, you got a bunch of folks that they ain't even experienced the new birth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You see, that's called themselves, oh, I know the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know the Lord.
You don't know God.
Right. You know. Mm-hmm. See, to know Jesus, to have an experience
with
him.
That's right.
And one of the greatest experiences that you could ever have is the new birth.
Jesus.
And to know him, that's when you're preparing yourself to meet him. That's the beginning of preparation.
That's right.
Is when you accept the new birth.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Yeah. I just thank God that, you know, that I love him.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. We're going to give these young ladies something to say.
Amen. I just thank God for first just being here today.
Mm-hmm.
Just thank God that we know that he's coming.
He's coming.
Yeah.
And the earth is just so many things that's already been said, but the earth is in travail like a woman in travail.
Yes. Yeah.
And we know about those contractions. We know about when it's time to push. We know about when the pain is there. It's a pain that it makes you don't fear death. That's the only way I could explain it to my husband. But that's how bad the pain is, and that's what's going on in the world. The earth is in travail, and we will be fools not to see it, and not to see the earthquakes and the prophecy of this great book being fulfilled, that the king is on his way.
Oh, yes.
Right.
And so the one that created this earth, you can just tell it's like it knows something is happening. But our job is to not only be ready ourselves, mm-hmm. but we have to prepare the people.
That's
we, and it's not been preached, y'all. You hit a little on it already. Mm-hmm. It's not been preached. It's like becoming extinct from the church.
Yes, it is.
Of preaching of the coming of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And so I like, there's so many scriptures, but I just picked out a few, just picked out of Romans 11, Romans 13 and 11, it says, and that knowing the time that now it is high time mm-hmm. to yeah. wake out of sleep,
yeah. Yeah.
for now is our salvation mm-hmm. nearer than we first believed. So it's closer than what grandma told us.
Yes.
We were talking about grandma. Grandma said, yeah. oh, he's coming. Yeah, he's still coming.
Yeah, he's still coming.
So we know that we have to be sober.
That's
we have
right.
to wake out of our sleep. And this, all things are coming to an end. The word of God tells us all things are coming to an end. And so we have to make sure that our heart is right.
That's it.
It said only the pure in heart mm-hmm. shall see the Lord. So when we stand before him, whether we exit this body by the grave or mm-hmm. when he come, we rapture and receive that incorruptible body. Mm-hmm. We have to make sure that our heart is right for those who heart is right to receive.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to make sure our heart is right to meet the Lord.
That's yeah. it.
And so we got to prepare the people.
Mm-hmm.
We got to make sure we're walking right.
That's
Pastor
it.
Said not to be getting ourselves ready. We have to be ready.
Yeah.
And so we can't be like the five foolish.
Mm-hmm.
We got to be like the foolish, the virgins. They all fell asleep. It was 10 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Five of them mm-hmm. said, give me your all.
Oh, yeah. Ain't got enough for you.
Just preparing ourselves and being ready because the enemy, he's ruthless. And
oh,
he's
yes, going
to
he
do everything he can to pull as many souls to hell. But we want to warn the people that there is somebody you have to answer to.
Lord, yes.
And his name is Jesus. So we have to be ready. Our soul have to be ready.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, we can't just talk it. We have to live it.
Yeah.
And we want to push them toward the Lord and say, hey, this is the one you got to give your life over to. So yeah. it's just knowing that the Lord is coming. I love it because we have the hope.
Oh, yes.
But what about our unsaved loved ones? So
that's
we got to pray them through and we got to tell them what thus say the Lord.
Yes, amen. Yes, yes. Amen. You know, it's just like it's already done happened. Why? Because Jesus already see the end of a thing before it begins.
That's right.
Amen. I was, last Saturday, I was coming from Genesis 6 and 5, and it said, and God saw.
Right.
I saw. That's right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But see, the thing is, God wasn't just looking at it right then.
Yeah.
Right.
He saw the
already saw. Mm-hmm.
You see. Yeah. It's, and God's nothing surpasses his foreknowledge.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You see. So it said, and God saw. It's not what he saw, it's when he saw.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's
you
right.
see. So he saw everything before anything that was made, he saw.
That's right.
Amen. And he saw that he was coming. He saw that Jesus was going to die on the cross. He saw all these things. He know everybody that's going to accept him and reject him on the grounds of reality. And you know, it's sad. It's a very sad thing that people will accept death over life. You see. It's a sad thing. But you have so many. I'm talking about church folk.
Yeah.
You know, that's why the church is so confused now.
Right.
Because God's worst enemy is not the devil.
That's
you know, he can cast that devil into the lake of fire anytime he wants to.
Uh-huh.
He can do it right now if he wants to. But he's a servant right now.
Right.
God uses him.
Absolutely.
Amen. But, you know, God's worst enemy is religion.
Yeah.
Because there's so many different types of religion and so many different types of belief. That it confuses people from the real thing.
Right.
That's right.
You see,
that's right.
Jesus is real.
Yes, that's right. He is. Yes, he is.
There's only one. There's only one gospel.
That's right.
That's the gospel of the
that's
Lord
right.
Jesus Christ.
That's right.
You see, there's only one religion.
That's right.
You know, Jesus. And you got to be holy.
That's right.
And God and a lot of people don't understand. He's not going to accept your kindness.
Right.
He's not going to accept your benevolence.
Mm-hmm.
You can't work your way in this.
Right.
You can't pay your way into this.
Right.
How you gonna pay somebody that owns everything?
Come on.
He owns everything. He owns it. He owns the universe.
He owns everything.
He made everything.
That's right.
Everything that your eye can see is
right.
His.
He owns it.
You see, and beyond that.
Uh-huh.
You see. So all we have to do, all he wants from us is just simple obedience.
That's right.
That's all he wants from us, just simple obedience. Amen. Y'all can step in anytime.
Yeah, I would like to also just add to what you were saying about so many different religions within the church.
Within the church, yeah.
you know, all this, you got one doctrine called the doctrine of inclusion. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody's saved, whether you know it or not.
Yeah.
Whether you want to be or not, you saved, you know, but that's damnable doctrine.
Yeah. Right.
Christ's death on the cross was in vain.
Yeah. Yeah. If, you know, if it's forced on us,
yeah,
then, you know, it's rape.
Yeah.
Yeah. But whosoever believeth upon him shall be saved.
Yeah, shall be saved.
And there's different doctrines in the church, but it's one word that gives me, when you see all these different doctrines in the church that's contrary to sound doctrine, there's a falling away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the Bible said that let no man deceive you mm-hmm. by any means.
By any means.
Different religions in the church, yes. Some of it's deception.
Yes.
And it says, for that day shall not come. Except there right. come a falling away first.
And it's happening.
So how do we know we're on the brink of the return of Jesus Christ? It is a defection from the gospel.
Yeah.
It's people falling from the faith. It's people giving heed to seducing
spirits. Right.
Doctrines of devils. You see people backsliding by the thousands.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
People that was once in church, now yes. you see them struggling to yeah. come back to church now.
Yeah.
You see them pastors now. Mm-hmm. They either fallen into sin or fallen into false doctrine,
yeah.
teaching doctrines of devils.
Yeah, yeah.
All of this is just a sign that Jesus is coming.
It's coming. That's all it is.
You know, it's just that's the first thing. He said there's supposed to be a falling away first.
Mm-hmm.
And so just seeing all that happening,
mm-hmm.
that should really push us yeah. to be closer to the Lord.
Yeah.
Because we're at the brink of his return.
That's right.
And I was sharing this with the church. I said, you know, there's at the same time there's a falling away, there's also an acceleration of the gospel being preached.
Yes, it is.
You know, the gospel is being preached in different nations faster than we've ever seen it.
Yeah.
You look at technology, look yeah. at YouTube, you look at the internet,
yeah.
you know, and then you add that to the thought of, he said, once this gospel is preached to all the world,
yeah.
Yes.
Then the end
it is, yeah.
shall come.
That's right.
Now look how fast the gospel is spread.
Yes. Spread yeah.
And if the gospel it's happening is right now. That fast, yes. then the end is coming
it's,
fast.
Yeah. The end is coming
and
fast.
So we got to make sure we ready at all times.
That's right.
You know, I don't know if we have another 20 years left.
I don't know. Yeah. You know, I might have another 5.
Yeah.
I might not even make it to the promise.
Jesus.
Come on.
But listen,
we don't know.
As long
we
as I get to heaven, though.
We got to get there.
And see, that's why this is so serious to me. You know. I don't care about nothing else but Jesus Christ and him crucified.
Amen.
That's all I care about. I want the Lord to use me in these last days, you know, as he used me. If he can use me like Stephen.
Yes, sir.
You know, let me preach the gospel. Let him get pricked to the heart, cut to the heart, then stone me to death.
Stone.
Yeah. Then as long as I see Jesus standing on the right hand of the Father, I know I'm going to make it. You see. But I thank God that the desire that he has put in my heart, He's been truly blessing, amen.
Yes.
And we want to spread this gospel because yes. it needs to be spread. Mm-hmm. And just like you said, with the people don't understand about that. I had just read that scripture before y'all came.
Uh-huh.
When the gospel being preached all over the world,
uh-huh.
then the end shall
yes.
come.
Yes.
You know, and you think about this technology.
Yes.
We can preach to people on the other side of the world.
Yes.
See, it's spreading
yes.
into nations. I remember a great man of God, Bert Clendenin, you know, he passed away about 11, 12 years ago,
mm-hmm.
amen. He said he was preaching in the Andes Mountains, something like that. And he said the people came to the service, they had no clothes on. When he got through preaching, they came to the next service, they was dressed. That's when you preach the gospel. Amen. That's when you preach the gospel. But this is what it's about.
Yes.
I'm not here to make you shout.
Amen.
I'm not here to make you dance, even though that comes with the territory.
Yeah.
That's just a product of it.
Yeah,
but
right.
I want you to do is listen.
Yeah, that's
why I want you. Jesus said, him that have an ear,
let
him hear what the Spirit says unto the church.
Yes.
Amen.
You have anything to say? I just thank God for being here. I mean, I agree with everything that's been said today. I was just looking at Matthew 24, verse 40, and where it says there will be two of them in the field, and one of them going to be taken away. And everyone that don't have the Holy Ghost, because he ain't going to call me like him. He going to say Holy Ghost. And if you don't have it, you're not going. And you know, that's the thing with this generation today. Well, my grandma saved, my mother saved, my father, but that's not going to get you. When he come back for grandma, as we were talking about, grandma going to be gone, and you going to be left here. So now is the time to get it right for yourself. You know, we can't depend on nobody else. I heard Pastor Windham saying, you know, so many are turning back. And I was telling them the other day, we can't let it slip. And that's the thing. People have letting this gospel slip, and they have taken on something that make the ears feel good. Yeah. But it's not about that. It's about the word of God. Yes. Pastor Demon said, we're not trying to gain that, but I told Pastor, I'm grateful for this tool.
Yes.
Because there are so many people that's home in bed, can't come to the church house. They want to come out, but they can't. You know, nobody's knocking on the doors anymore. But look at God. He made a way. He'll have four people sitting down in the church on a Saturday at 12:53, telling them of the goodness of God in their homes. Amen. So I'm grateful for that. I get excited. I told him I'm going to try not to. But when I think about this word of God and who we're going to see one day, oh, I can't help but to be happy. Amen. But I appreciate God for this. I'm excited today about it. I'm loving this.
Amen.
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 Let me say this real quick. You know, we're a gospel preacher.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we preach the uncompromising word of God. But let me tell you what's making it a challenge for us to preach.
Mm-hmm.
It's all that false stuff. You
know? That's it.
All that false stuff about money, cars.
Yes.
Money coming out. Yep. All revivals. Yep. You know, let's have a seminar called Jesus is Coming.
Mm.
You know, let's get the people ready. But what we have now is we have so many gospels and doctrines out there that is appeasing to the people. Until when they come to church, they don't want to hear sound.
They don't want to hear sound. They don't want to hear that.
Because they've been so infected and affected by all that false stuff out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 2 Timothy chapter 3, Second Timothy chapter 4 and verse 3 says, for the time will come, now's the time, when they would not endure sound doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
When you start preaching about the rapture, you're preaching about
sound doctrine. Yes, sir.
People don't worry about no rapture. They don't worry about no when Jesus is coming. Mm-hmm. You know, they're so in tune to hearing money.
Mm-hmm.
When they hear about Jesus is coming, they turn their ear.
That's right.
So what's happening now in the holiness church is you're seeing a lot of people leave the holiness church because they don't want to endure sound doctrine.
Right.
They want teachers that's going to give them what they want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers that's going to tell me how good I am.
Yes.
How wonderful I am.
That's it.
You know,
yes, sir.
When you are holding this preacher, you're not trying to let people up in the natural.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're trying to let them know you're in sin. You're
that's right.
And be saved.
Yes.
Get sanctified.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and be holy. But you know, the doctrine of holiness, the doctrine of rapture, are two of the most false doctrines in the church.
Yes, sir.
Because it's sound. It's pure teaching. Right?
Yes.
People is now, what's the word? Spall with this false stuff.
That's it. Yes, sir.
But we got to sound the alarm. We got to spur not. We got to lift up our voice like a trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible said, as holiness preachers, we got to show the people where their error is.
That's right.
You know,
if
you go to the doctor and something is wrong,
mm-hmm.
they got to show you what's
that's
wrong.
Right.
And in order for you to
that's right.
Mm-hmm. You know, if I'm your doctor, you come to me and you got issues in your body, and I'm just telling you what you want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never get well.
So
you need medicine. I'm saying, go get a Twinkie.
See there.
You know, it's going to taste good, but ain't going to help
you.
Give me a Twinkie dipped in chocolate.
Right. That's
the same thing spiritually.
That's right.
People got spiritual issues going on, and the preachers is not giving them
the
description of what they need for their issues.
Yes.
Because I'm telling you, that medicine that's good for you, it don't taste good.
It
don't feel good. But it's good for you.
But it's good for you. Or yes, it is
good for you. You know, the sad thing is that we're supposed to be a representation of who Christ is in heaven, as on this earth.
That's right.
And we're doing a sad, poor job of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, for the most part. I'm talking about the church collectively. As
right.
Mm-hmm. God's always going to have some people.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
He got four of them right here.
Yeah, always.
He's going to always have men and women of God
that's
going to spread that gospel. And just like you said, that gospel is like the gospel of Jesus Christ is like medicine.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it ain't good for you till you get out your sin
and
you enjoying what you're doing. Stop fornicating, stop committing adultery, stop drinking and smoking and all that. And, you know, because it's pleasure in that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But what they fail to realize that it's a false pleasure.
Right? Mm-hmm.
You see, it's a temporary pleasure.
Right?
You see, it ain't gonna do you no good.
Right.
It's gonna bring you to you. It's gonna bring you to a downfall.
Mm-hmm.
You see. And we have to be aware of this. It's a sad thing that the church is not standing up in these last days like these men and women of God did in the early church. They stood strong. They gave their life for this.
No matter what.
I'm telling you, I think it was Peter said, listen, you crucified me upside down.
That's right.
I'm not worthy to be hung.
The same way.
That's when you sold out.
That's
That's right. Being sold out. Mm-hmm. And we got to become sold out.
Yes, right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Committed. The problem is a lot of people are not committed to Christ.
That's right. That's right.
And I was I'm ready to read this scripture right here, and it shows you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I'm talking about the great white throne judgment.
Mm-hmm.
That's
You know, and the people is going to be leading that procession is the church.
That's right.
Because the Bible said that the judgment of God is going to begin in the house of God.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You see, so if it's going to begin at the house of God, what about the sinners and ungodly? They ain't got no more.
We're
going to scarcely be saved. And you look at these men and women of God in this Bible.
Right.
We think they so powerful, but they were just like us.
Mm-hmm.
And they barely Moses,
mm-hmm.
Ezekiel,
mm-hmm.
Paul,
mm-hmm.
great men. These mountain of men and men and women of God. Mm-hmm. They barely made it in.
Mm-hmm.
Just like we're going to barely make it in.
Help us, Jesus.
You see, the thing is, we got to fight for this.
Yes.
I believe what Jude said, that we must earnestly contend
for the faith. Yes.
In other words, we got to fight for this.
Yes. Yeah.
We got to become militant.
Oh, yes.
And we got to fight. Every day that God allows us to see, we in a spiritual warfare.
Yes.
And I think that's the problem with the church. They don't understand that we're in a spiritual warfare.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
This spiritual warfare is greater than a natural warfare.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is spiritual life and death.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing to die, but it's another thing to die spiritually.
Oh, yes, it is, too.
You see, because, you know, if I live, if I die, and I die in Christ, the Bible said I'm going to live again. I got something. See, another thing we have to look for, those people that's in hell,
yeah,
they don't have no future.
Mm-mm.
They can't look forward.
They can't look forward.
They can only look backwards and say, I could have, I should have, but it's too late.
It's too late.
Don't say I could have when I should have when it's too late.
Come
that's
on.
Right, because when it's too late,
it's too late.
It's too late. So this is what we have to understand. Now listen to what John said. He said, and he said, I saw a great white throne.
Yes, sir.
And him that sat on it, from whose the face of the earth and the heavens fled away.
Mm-hmm.
And there was found no place for them.
Wow.
Isn't that frightening?
Wow.
He said it was found no place for them.
Yeah.
In
no
heaven,
place. No place.
No place for them.
No
we ain't got no place reserved for you.
Right.
And then it said, and I saw the dead,
mm-hmm.
small and great. It doesn't matter what your status is.
Amen. On
that's right.
I don't care if you a Hollywood actor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hollywood demands you. I don't care how great you are, president of the United States.
Yes.
I don't care who you are.
Mm-hmm.
If you ain't saved, you're going to be right here.
That's right.
Small and great.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how poor you are. Just because you poor don't mean you're going to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
You better be born again.
That's it.
Right.
So it said, they stood before God, and the books were
open.
I don't know how many books it was, but I know it was more than one.
Mm-hmm.
It took more than one to fill it up, you see. And then it said it was another book.
Mm-hmm.
That's plural. That means there was one.
Mm-hmm.
And don't you know all the saints is contained in that one book.
In that book.
But it took more than one book to contain those that didn't make it.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's right.
So I know one time, you know, when we had Bible study, we're going to go back to that. I asked the church, I said, now, it said, and the books was open.
Mm-hmm.
And then it said it was another book.
Another book.
And then I identified that book,
mm-hmm.
which was the book of life.
Mm-hmm.
I said, why is the book of life in the great white throne judgment?
Mm-hmm.
All the saints done been judged.
Yes,
all the saints are in their place. So why is the book of life there?
That's a good question.
You see? So I asked him that question.
Right.
I said, come back to me next Wednesday and we'll discuss it. I want y'all to sit there and ponder on it, study it, and you know, get some understanding from it.
Yes.
But the book of life was only there for one reason.
Mm-hmm.
It was a testimony against them.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Because Jesus said, you know, many will say to me in that day, Lord,
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 did we not prophesy?
Mm-hmm.
Not just prophesy, but in your name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did we not cast out devils in your name and did many wonderful works?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus going to say, I never knew you. He's going to look at that book.
I don't know you.
Yeah.
And at the very end, it says, everyone that's not found written in the book of life shall be cast. You see. They ain't been dropped in it. They've been slung in it.
My goodness.
You know why? Because they don't want to go.
That's right.
You see.
Yeah.
A lot of people think the devil's down in hell having a good time.
Uh-huh.
No, he's going to bypass hell.
Uh-huh.
He's going straight to the lake of fire.
That's right.
He ain't going. He don't want to go there.
Uh-huh.
But see, this is talking concerning the church,
right.
And it's a sad situation.
Yes.
Many people are deceived. You know, they got these
these television shows and, you know, these Christians, supposed to be Christian folks making these Christian shows. Mm-hmm. And they drinking, they clubbing, they doing the same thing sinners do. Mm-hmm. They cursing. Mm-hmm. You know, you can take a word like what they call a donkey, I don't want to say it, and it's not a curse word, but use out of context.
That's right.
Use it out of context.
Right.
It's prophetic. Right.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
see, mm-hmm. you can use certain words that you can take hell and use it out of context. Mm-hmm. It becomes prophetic.
Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely.
You see, and you got to watch what you say. It's so much to this, we ain't got time to fool around.
We don't. Mm-hmm. We don't.
But so many people, church folks, fool around. They think this got that because you've been in the church 20 years, you got a free ticket to heaven. No, you got to fight for that. And you don't get that ticket to the very
That's
end
right.
when
That's
he said, come on board.
Right.
Yeah.
Come on.
That is over.
That's right.
You know, because I realize that on this side, God's mercy is renewed every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but when you step on the other side, and you step on the other side in iniquity, there is no more mercy.
That's right.
There is no more grace.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fearful looking from the God Almighty.
Yes,
I'm telling you, we got to get out. Say, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
We in trouble.
Amen.
But only the righteous
see
the Lord. See the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I love his way.
Amen.
It's the only way. It's the right
Amen.
Way.
Amen.
Yeah.
So I'm agreeing with everything. It's wonderful hearing it. Just, you know, we have to walk circumspect.
Mm-hmm.
We have to walk where I say you got to dot your I's, cross your T's, so to speak. But we don't get a free ticket.
No, free ticket.
Because my grandmother was a missionary, or she was an evangelist, or I have preachers all throughout my family. They don't give you a pass.
No.
You know, the thing about the world is that you can see, like, if you see a funeral, everybody got their wings. We ain't getting wings.
Mm-mm.
You can say that first of all.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's going to heaven. You put everybody in heaven. If they didn't
everything
live the life,
that's it.
You cannot, I mean, everybody. I mean, these was
even
bangers. Everybody going to heaven. And it's not going to be like that. If he tells us, we just mentioned it, the righteous going to stress them. Where shall ungodly appear? So we can't just eat. We have to make sure we walk.
That's it. That's it.
So one of the scripture, another scripture I just wanted to, I was hearing a lady demon, she said, don't let it slip.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord tell us, he said, but which ye have already, hold fast to
that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got
to
go.
Don't let it go.
And so, and then he tell us in Revelation 3:2,
mm-hmm.
he said, be watchful.
Mm-hmm.
And strengthen the things which remain.
Mm-hmm.
It's some of the saints are letting stuff slip. They letting things, their teaching, their doctrine,
yeah.
they grew up on. They're letting that world, it's making up entangled
mm-hmm.
with that world.
Mm-hmm.
And it said strengthen what remain that are ready to die.
Mm-hmm.
Some things about to die.
Yes.
That you know what thus said the
mm-hmm.
Lord. And now, and it's sad, you see those that were in it faithfully.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. They probably brought you in the church.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now they're out there doing whatever, everything.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, what's about to die? For I have not found thy works perfect before God.
Mm-hmm.
Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard and hold fast. There it is again.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what the preachers are failing to tell
yes.
people. He said, and repent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it.
He said, and repent. And he said, if therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief.
Mm-hmm.
As a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come unto thee.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be ready.
We have to be
ready. And it's hard to have to be right, so we got to make sure whatever we have learned, I'm gripping it tight as I can.
Oh, yes.
They can do what they want to do to work.
Yeah.
And they can present what
mm-hmm.
they want to present. They can call me old-fashioned. They can call
mm-hmm.
me, you not in style, you whatever you want to call it. But if I have put this word in my heart, that I don't sin against. We have to do it because the coming of the Lord is near.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, we've said it before, but 1,000 years, as it said,
mm-hmm.
it's like
one day
to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to make sure that we are in position ourselves to pull somebody else.
That's
God,
right.
Say, pull them out of the fire.
Yes.
And so we praying for our unsaved loved ones, our
yes.
daughters, our son, our prodigal children,
mm-hmm.
grandchildren, our neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
We have to pray that, gosh, we got to pray that they are saved before it's too late. Because the horn is going to blow.
It's going to blow.
Set the dead in Christ shall rise. Those which are alive and remain
shall be called.
Man, they get first rates, but God be ready. Hallelujah. We said, let no man steal thy crown. So I'm fighting tooth and nail. Whatever it takes, you better fight for what God has given us. So I'm blessed by hearing this, and I pray that whoever hears it, you got to choose today. Choose now.
Can't serve
two masters. One going to dominate the other.
That's right.
And I choose life.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I choose the resurrection, the risen Savior. Amen. So we pray that we can see as many souls come in. As many souls, but I'm not going to be a castaway while we pulling them in.
That's right.
Because
you
let it. They're going to rebel. You're just going to see that rebellion. And it's so great in this day and time. You see rebellion happen. You see it in our children. You see it in the ministry. My son, my daughter, can you pray for me? They're rebelling. But we still got to preach it. We still have to put that word out there. Because the Lord is soon to come. Just continue to pray for me. But we got to preach it. Somebody got to preach it. And who's going to be the mouthpiece?
Might as well be.
You know, I think the problem with the church collectively as a whole is that they can go out there and save the world. Jesus didn't tell us to go save the world. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. We're not here to save the world. We're here to preach the gospel. And he said, whosoever will, let him come.
Let him come.
You see, because we already know that everybody's not going to accept this. There's going to be more that reject this than accept it. And that's just what the Bible says, you see. But the Bible's given, what we do is give people, everybody that we come in contact with, it's an opportunity to accept or reject Christ on the grounds of reality. In other words, we got to make it real to them.
And make them get a clear-cut decision
on what they're going to serve God or they're going to still live unto themselves. And if you live unto yourself, then you're being dominated by the devil. Because there's only two entities in this world. That's the spirit of God and the spirit of the devil. You serve in one. Whether you thinking you making your own decisions or not. Don't nobody make their own decisions. You're being influenced by one or another.
That's right.
If you're doing evil, then you rest assured that you dominated by the system that's controlled by that devil. And if you live in holy, then you know you're under the influence and the power of the Holy Spirit because you can't live holy without him.
That's right.
Our righteousness is filthy righteousness. We can't do nothing good of ourselves to please God.
That's right.
Amen. Only way we're going to please him is that we obey him. Amen. If we're going to obey him, you got to be filled with the Spirit.
That's why you got to
tell people about the doctrine of the Holy Spirit because it's the Holy Spirit that's going to lead and guide you into all truth, and the truth is Jesus. And truth is greater than the fact. I give you the fact about things, but when I tell you that he's coming, that's true. There ain't no fact. That's the word of God. Amen. And we should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. I'm telling you. Amen. I pray that this podcast explodes. You know, because what we're trying to do is just to teach people and give them understanding of the word of God. And that's that. And that's what the Bible said. My people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge, which is understanding. You know, a lot of people has put more power in knowledge than anything. You know, and they think knowledge is power, but it's not. It's the Holy Spirit.
That's power.
That's the only power. You know, they put too much emphasis on Satan has power. He ain't got nothing. He ain't nothing. Like I told the church one day, we're gonna be at the looking down on him, saying, "He the one."
Is that the one?
I said, "Lord, just let me kick him. Just let me get him right in the forehead."
Jesus, it's wonderful.
Yeah, but I just thank God for this great opportunity. Amen. We can go on and on. You got anything else to say? We can go on. We ain't in a hurry.
What I'm hearing is so good. And you know, you speak about the white throne judgment.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people in the church is going to end up there.
Yeah.
I believe again because of one thing is deception.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you listen to some preacher now, is they claim that once you say, you're always saved.
Oh, greatest deception there.
I heard one preacher say, you know, if you say you smoke, you'll die, but you get to heaven a lot faster. You can drink, you can still do what you want to do, because as long as you make Jesus your Savior, you can do what you want to do.
Mm.
But that's not according to the Word of God.
That's right.
As I look at Ephesians chapter 5,
mm-hmm.
verse 3,
mm-hmm.
down to 5, it says, but fornication,
mm-hmm.
and all uncleanness. Mm-hmm. Just talk to the church.
That's right.
It says all uncleanness, or covetousness. They did not want to be among
the saints. That's what it says.
Mm-hmm.
Neither filthiness, no foolish talking, mm-hmm. no jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving thanks. But this you know, that no whoremonger, no matter if you're in church or not.
That's right.
No unclean person.
That's right.
No covetous man, mm-hmm. who is an idolater, had any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ, yes, and of God. And he said, let no man deceive you with vain words, for mm-hmm. because of these things,
mm-hmm.
cometh throughout the garden of omission and disobedience. So this is about God. Throughout God is the living of souls.
That's right.
And so if you trick them to believe, you can be saved and still fornicate. You can be saved and still commit adultery. You can be saved. That is a deception.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Because if you look at it, God will have fornicators in heaven.
No.
No,
sir.
Come on. It's a contradiction. Mm-hmm. You can't be saved and be a fornicator.
No.
In heaven. No, you just don't have it like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when you start preaching holiness in an hour like this, you look to be somebody that's legalistic.
Mm-hmm.
You preach legalism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're not preaching legalism. We're preaching holiness.
Holiness.
Without holiness, no man
shall see the Lord.
Holiness is the standard and the order of the day.
Mm-hmm.
We can't live like the world and expect to get to heaven. You just can't do
that's
it.
That's right.
Because when you're truly saved,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to say this now. When you're truly saved,
yeah.
you become a new creature.
That's right.
Things do change.
Oh, yeah.
All things change.
Holy
yes.
The man's
change. Oh, yes.
When you're saved. You don't want to. When you're saved, you don't want to commit fornication. When you're saved, you don't want to commit adultery.
That's right.
When you're saved, those things you know that it's just because you are saved. And then it's sad. First ladies, it's a lot of people going, as she was ministering on Pastor Demas, a lot of people want to stand before God on that day and give him their resume.
Yeah, resume.
I done this, I done this. But he's going to say, depart from me, you work up iniquity, for I never knew you. Why did God not know him? Because of these things I just
read. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
He's like, I don't know you. Well, I lived saved for 30 years, but you backslid the day before Jesus
that's
came.
That's it.
See there, you let it. You know, he said, if a man live righteous, all turn away from his sin.
Yeah.
All the righteousness that he done
mm-hmm.
will not be remembered.
That's right.
So I could live saved for 50 years
mm-hmm.
and backslide on the day of righteousness.
And go straight to hell.
On the day I backslide.
Mm-hmm.
All that righteousness I've done, God says he's
right.
I knew you not, but God, I lived over 50 years. I don't remember that. Because the moment you backslid, that's the moment everything got erased.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. The moment you left the Lord, that's the moment everything got erased.
That's right.
So I don't believe in one saved, always saved.
No.
The Bible says, many shall be part mm-hmm. from the faith. In other words, you will never be left.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they use the scripture well. Don't you? God, Jesus, and man can pluck you out. Yes, no man can pluck you out. But the Bible didn't say you cannot walk away.
That's right.
The Bible didn't say you can't depart.
That's right.
Nobody can pluck me out but me.
That's right. That's right.
And so, you know, it's a modern-day deception. And as you know, believers, in this hour, we have to have keen discernment.
Yes.
Because if we don't seek the Lord, we won't have discernment to decipher the truth. Error is so sound, just like the truth.
Yes,
you
got to
have a discernment to know if it's counterfeit or real.
Right. Yes. Oh, yes.
You should be able to sit and listen and say, oh, she's saying the right thing. But if it's something right,
mm-hmm.
it's something about what you're saying right. And it's something they'll say to give themselves away. Yeah.
That's right.
I heard a preacher yesterday talking about we as Christians and food believe in a rapture. We've been taught on believing in the rapture. You know,
mm-hmm.
you are y'all are doctrinal escapism. You don't, you know, But that's deception.
That's all it is.
He said, no man will get in the house. And if you telling me the rapture will take place at a certain time of the after the tribulation, then you know the day.
Bible says you don't. No man
know what day.
We don't know.
But he did say one thing: be ready.
Be ready. And I like that. And I was just looking at Revelation. He said he's coming quickly.
Quickly.
That wasn't the word, quickly.
Yes.
And when something is quick, you're moving fast.
That's right.
So you don't have no time for nothing else. They've come too late with all this other stuff. Just leave it like it is.
Leave the word like it is.
Leave it like it is. Yay or nay.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. When you come, if you're clean, you're clean. If you're dirty, stay dirty.
Stay dirty. That's what he's saying.
You know, one thing that we have to be careful of, God give us a spirit of discernment.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
To detect. Not only when the devil come into church, but detect that false service.
Mm-hmm. Come on with it.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? When people shouting and running. Mm-hmm. Don't you know there's people that shout in iniquity?
Yes.
Speaking tongues in iniquity.
How much you
see,
do it?
You can learn how to speak in tongues.
Yes, sir.
You see? That's right.
And some people, they have been truly born again, but they done backslid,
right.
But they still know tongues.
Mm-hmm.
They still know how to shout.
Yeah.
They still know how to do everything that they need in the church.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, church protocol. Mm-hmm. People making them believe that people making people believe that they still saved,
mm-hmm.
they still got it.
Yeah.
But we, as men and women of God, you couldn't fool Peter.
Right.
Ananias is fire.
They came. Peter said,
they tried.
First of all, Peter said, "Have you sold all?" Yeah. Yeah. First of all, you should have said something. Yeah. Listen, how you? What you saying?
Mm-hmm. Right. How you know? We got more.
Yeah. We sold
right.
out.
Yeah.
You know. And then when the husband died. You know, she ain't seen her husband in 3 hours.
Space for three hours.
And then you did just like your husband did. Well, what did my husband do?
See,
you should have been asking questions instead of saying, "Hey, well, they the same people that came and took your husband. I come to get you.
Come get you, lay at his feet."
Oh, you couldn't fool Peter.
Wow.
Why you not? You didn't try to tempt
God.
You tempting God. You tempting the Holy Ghost. Who is God?
Right.
And see, that's another thing that we have to understand.
That's right.
We can't treat the Holy Spirit as though he's not a part of the triune God.
Yes.
You see, it's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
He's God.
He's God.
You see, he's not an influence.
Mm-hmm.
He's not just some kind of thing to help you go along the way.
Uh-huh.
He's God.
That's right.
You see?
That's right.
And we got to give him his rightful place.
Yes.
You see, the Holy Spirit, they won.
That's right.
They're three and one and one and three. They agree.
That's right.
You see. Don't even try to explain the doctrine of the Trinity.
Yes.
You ain't got that much sense.
Yes.
You ain't got that much intellect.
All right.
I just believe. I just believe and
Amen.
I preach it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna tell you there is God the Father, there is God the Son.
Yes.
And the Bible says when Jesus got baptized in Jordan,
mm-hmm.
the Bible said he came straightway out of
right.
the water.
Mm-hmm.
And the Spirit of God,
right.
which is the Holy Spirit, descended on him in the form of a dove.
Mm-hmm.
And then the heavens opened up, and God the Father said, "This is my beloved Son.
Uh-huh.
In him I'm well pleased."
Yeah.
So if you're going to please the Father, you have the Son.
Yes.
If you're going to have the Son, you got to have the Holy Spirit.
They all work together.
All of them work together. You can't do one without the other.
Right.
You see, and this is what the people need to understand.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to go to heaven, if you're going to be holy, you can't be holy apart from the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
You got to go beyond a new birth.
Mm-hmm.
A new birth is the Spirit of God being birthed in you.
Right.
But a lot of people get stuck at the new birth.
That's right.
They don't go no further
That's
than
it.
The new Roll birth. And then they'll either come religious or they'll backslide.
That's right.
You see. All right. I appreciate. Amen. I hate to bring it to a close, but we're going to bring it to a close.
Amen.
I thank God for our special guests. Amen.
Man.
You know, I hope they pray they come more often because
we
will be inviting them because people need to hear the word of God from true men and women that's committed to Christ. Amen. And we'll continue the series on the second coming of Christ next Saturday. And I want to go ahead and extend an invitation to see if they won't come again. Amen. If y'all not too busy. Amen. But we want to go ahead and we're going to pray. And we want to pray for those that want to continue in Christ. And we want to pray for those that don't know him and the pardon of their sin.
Yes.
And we're going to ask Pastor Windham to go ahead and pray.
Amen.
Amen. Father, we just come
Thank
before
you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes,
Thank
Jesus.
You, first of all, for this meeting, this podcast, this discussion on your return. And
yes,
Father,
God.
First thing we're praying for those that are that are saved.
Yes.
Just holding on to the faith, Lord. God. Yeah. As we discussed earlier, don't help us not to let it slip.
Yes, yes, Lord.
But God, help us to hold on until you come.
Yes,
Lord. Lord, to this gospel. Help us not to get ready, but help us to stay ready.
Yes, Lord.
To meet the bridegroom.
Yes.
And Father, for those that are not saved, we thank ask you. The Holy Ghost.
Oh, you, God.
And
yes.
Do it, God. Take this word right that was now. Preached. And minister to their hearts.
Yes, Lord.
Like the day of Pentecost, while yes. Peter preached the word of the Lord, the Bible yes, said that they was cut in their heart. They was pricked. And they asked, what must I do? And we pray today that somebody listening today or in the future, God, we pray that the Holy Ghost will convict their heart and let them ask, what must I do?
Oh, yes.
And Lord, what they must do is believe on you.
Yes.
That you died.
Yes.
That you rose from the dead.
Yes.
If we believe it, confess it with our mouth, believe it with our heart, we shall be saved.
Yes.
And we pray, God, that sinners will come to
repentance. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Sinners will come to salvation.
Yes,
we pray
Lord.
That backsliders will come back to Christ before the horn blow. We just give you praise. We give you glory.
Lord,
in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We ask that you go ahead on and hit that like button and subscribe. Amen. Yes. Pastor Wyndham and Lady Wyndham from McKinney, Texas. Amen. Amen. Pastor Demas and myself, we're glad to be here.
Amen.